This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. India has confirmed more than 4,200 more deaths, setting another daily record and taking its official COVID-19 toll past 250,000 as it battles a ferocious surge in infections. Around 370,000 new cases were added within 24 hours, pushing India's total past 23 million, according to the health ministry. The figures are considered vast undercounts due to insufficient testing and records, among other factors. Tuesday, authorities warned that nearly 90% of districts in the country are seeing a high positivity rate, sparking fears the coronavirus is spreading to India's rural areas faster than during its surge last year. A potentially worrisome variant of the coronavirus detected in India may spread more easily, but the country is behind in doing the testing needed to track the variant and understand it better. The revelation comes after the World Health Organization designated the Indian version a, quote, variant of concern, alongside those first detected in Britain, South Africa, and Brazil. The surging number of people infected in India gives the virus more opportunities to mutate, and genetic monitoring is needed to identify if those mutations are making the virus more deadly. But India is sequencing around 1% of its virus cases, and not all of the results are added in a genome database. For more on these and all the news of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Rockets streamed out of Gaza and Israel pounded the territory with airstrikes, the most severe outbreak of violence since the 2014 war took on many hallmarks of that devastating 50-day conflict with no end game in sight. Gaza's Hamas rulers and other militant groups have fired barrages of hundreds of rockets that at times have overwhelmed Israel's missile defenses, causing air raid sirens and explosions to echo across Tel Aviv, Israel's biggest metropolitan area, and other cities. Israeli airstrikes have leveled two multi-story apartment towers in the Gaza Strip, where 2 million Palestinians have lived under a crippling Israeli-Egyptian blockade since Hamas took power in 2007. The United Nations has responded to the rebounding Chinese and U.S. economies by revising its global economic forecast upward to 5.4% for 2021. But it warned that surging COVID-19 cases and inadequate availability of vaccines in many countries threaten a broad-based recovery. The UN's mid-2021 economic report, launched Tuesday, pointed especially to the rapid vaccine rollout in the United States and China and an increase in global trade in raising its January projection for a modest recovery of 4.7% this year. Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney is all but certain to be stripped of her Republican leadership post today, and she's not going quietly. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
House Republicans are poised to oust Cheney because of her clashes with Donald Trump. She's repeatedly rejected his false claims that he lost the election because of fraud. Last night on the House floor,
"We must speak the truth. Our election was not stolen."
Cheney called Trump a threat America has never seen before.
"I will not sit back and watch in silence while others lead our party down a path that abandons the rule of law and joins the former president's crusade to undermine our democracy."
Top Republicans say their issue is not Cheney speaking her mind, but that as a leader, she should focus on messages that will help the party regain House control. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Donald Trump's acting defense secretary during the January 6th Capitol riots is defending his response to the attack. Christopher Miller plans to tell Congress Wednesday that he was concerned that sending troops to the Capitol would fan fears of a military coup. He also feared an aggressive military response could cause a repeat of the deadly Kent State shootings. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.